This is the Business Storytelling Podcast with Christoph Trapp, available on Google, Spotify, Apple, Pandora, and other podcast channels. Want to play it on your iPhone? Just ask Siri to play the Christoph Trapp Business Storytelling Podcast, also available on Alexa. Here's Christoph with today's episode.
Hey, business storytellers, it's Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture. Thanks for joining me today, a special episode of the Business Storytelling Podcast, episode 239, coming right on the heels of yesterday's episode where we talked about how executives should build a brand on social media. And this actually is kind of interesting and it fits in well here because the better your brand is, the more you can use all these different channels, right? So if I have a good brand on social media, I can use Amazon Live and push it to my social media channels, and I can drive additional potential revenue. And I say potential, guys, because things are moving quickly in the digital world, and nobody might want to buy what I have to sell. But that doesn't mean we're going to give up. But, you know, Amazon Live, we're going to dive into this here, takes a little bit of thinking power, honestly, to figure out what you're going to do, what you're going to talk about, what products you highlight. But Amazon Live is new to me. Hadn't seen it before. And you can basically go live and do your own infomercial. And not exactly sure where it shows up on Amazon. I'm not exactly sure where people can find it, how it gets served to them. I haven't seen one myself yet. But as I was doing them, I had 3 viewers. Now, that's not a ton of people, but it's more than 0. So somehow they're putting it in front of people. Certainly, I'm guessing the more you do them, the more relevant they are, the more they will do that. It's an early thing since I haven't seen it, honestly. And usually doing things first helps us stand out. I'll give you an example. I've been doing the live streams of this podcast, and I always take 15-second snippets and 15-second snippets, and I just move them over to Instagram Reels. And that totally works. Hundreds of views, and it's only a soundbite. and it works because very few people currently use Instagram Reels for that purpose. So it helps me stand out. And I think Amazon Live can do the same thing. So the one I did is I picked my office setup, and I picked all the different products that are in my office. So for example, I have a Varidesk. So I talked about that. I have a stand-up. I have a treadmill office treadmill that you can put under the desk. I really never do that. I walk on it on calls, but I don't really push it under the desk and work. I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. There's certainly Amazon links. I bought all those things on Amazon. And then I have a desk. Then I have a chair. Oh, I'm all over the place, guys, today. Then I have a chair that also is available on Amazon. So when I sit down, I basically use that chair. And so I just walk people through my office. Probably could have cleaned it up a little bit before I did that. But just to show them how I work, just to show them my setup. And they were links. You could click on them directly on the screen and it would take you to those pages. Now, let's be real with each other. Affiliate links don't necessarily make us the most money. I did get some revenue from Amazon over the years. But typically, you know, when somebody buys an $8 book and you make 3%, it's not going to, you know, not going to make you a millionaire, but every little bit helps, right? The other thing is when it involves products that you own. So, for example, if I talk about my own book and, you know, talk about a chapter, maybe that's an idea. Maybe what I should do is I should go on there and I should read chapters. So that's another way to get the content out there. And then if people want to buy the book, they can buy the book. So there you go. Thanks for brainstorming with me. I do fall into the category of people who have to speak to think, right? That's how I collaborate. And some creatives say that's not how they collaborate. I get it. We're all different people. And that really helps me. So thank you for collaborating with me. But anyway, so maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should read a chapter of the book once a day or once a week and see what happens. Maybe it drives up book sales. The one thing I forgot to check before I started recording this is whether or not I can put my t-shirts on there. So I got some t-shirts, merchandise, and a one-star review t-shirt for 2020, because 2020 has just been a mess, honestly. And I don't know if I can put those up. I'll have to take a look. I assume I can, because you can just search Amazon and add anything, and then you talk about those things. But interestingly, if you have a good brand already on social media, why not do it? Why not get out there? Maybe I should try the book. Maybe I should try some other things. Maybe every time I have a story that talks about products, I should do a live stream on Amazon Live. Now, the one thing, I don't think that I can embed the video. So I'm just looking at this here. When I go to my Amazon.com/live and I'm signed in as the influencer. So it even says at the bottom, Christoph Trapp is a part of the Amazon Influencer Program. I don't see an embed currently at all. So that's a little bit of a miss. Would be nice to be able to embed that. But again, it's a little bit more on the infomercial side. But why not try it? Why not go with it? And then you can share. You can share the live stream. I should try that here while we're talking, but I'm pretty sure you can from the link in your profile. So let me just try that quickly here. If I go into Internet Explorer, so I'm not logged into Amazon. That's kind of what I'm trying to check here, if that's the case. Copy in the link, and it says unsupported browser. So can't tell you if that's going to do it or not, but certainly it is probably something you can do. Just go ahead and share the link and see if it works. I'm not going to do it in Firefox. Might take a little while here to download Firefox. I mean, I use Chrome typically. So try it. The biggest drawback, Amazon Live, I can't tie it in with all the other channels. So you've heard me talk about doing the live stream on using Switcher Studio, and it doesn't, I can't tie it into that yet. There's no, whatever it's called, RTMP, that's not available. There's no tie-in yet. I should look if there's some other way to do that, but I think for the time being, that's not an option yet. So you have to kind of create the same content twice, which of course, you know, I guess it's okay in this case. Yeah, I'm looking here at another channel and it's not there either. So I did verify for you guys. I downloaded Firefox, so that went relatively quickly. And I can't share the link directly in there, and I'm not logged in. So it's just a public link to the video. So that's definitely kind of cool. That's something to keep in mind. So you can share it to your social channels. You can do all those different things. And that's an option. So typically I'm not a fan of having to create everything twice, but let's be honest. If I'm going to talk about my office setup, do I really truly have to be on all the different channels? Do they care about that on LinkedIn? Maybe they do. Do they care about that on Twitter? Maybe. So there might be a reason why it would be good to be able to live stream to all those different channels. But at the end of the day, it's probably very unique to that channel. So just record it for that channel and use it there. And just be very deliberate. Be very picky, right? So if I'm live streaming to 30 channels or something, I'm not as picky about one or two not performing. But certainly, if I'm going to spend the time to do a live stream to Amazon, I need it to perform, right? And if it doesn't perform, I need the time it took me to create that to be relatively small. And in this case right now, you know, I'm doing a podcast about it. I'm doing a quick article about it just to share how to use it. It seems to work relatively well. Is it going to lead to sales? I don't know. Did I pick the right products? I don't know. But we will keep trying, and that is the world we live in, guys. That's the world we live in when it comes to digital marketing and change management and all those different things that we face all the time. This was episode 239 of the Business Storytelling Podcast, available on 20 podcast channels. There's a new one that came out today, Podcast Index. Tomorrow, technically today is still Tuesday when this publishes. We'll take a break tomorrow. Back on Thursday, episode 240, Jason Bradwell joined me for this discussion. Do you need a marketing plan? Do you really need a marketing plan? And so we had a really good discussion about that, looking at the time here, 37-minute discussion on that topic. I think you do, but maybe you don't. Stuff changes all the time. So you'll have to listen to hear our opinions on that topic. Amazon Live for now. Give it a try. Make sure you sign up, amazon.com/influencer, and go from there. You know, especially if you have products on Amazon that you're selling, talk about them and pitch them and share them and see what happens. See if it works. And if it doesn't work, you know, you wasted 20 minutes testing something new. Don't use a transcript, please. Just be real, guys. Just talk. Make an outline. I always recommend to make an outline when it comes to any live stream, just to have a little bit of a sense of what you're going to talk about. So even though on this episode today here, I did not write it down, but I kind of made it in my head. So in my head, I knew what I was going to talk about, what I want to talk about, what I want to cover. And then as you noticed, I also, there's a couple other things I wanted to test while we're talking here live. And that's okay. It is okay. We are all friends. We're real with each other. We're trying things. We're learning together. And Amazon Live is another one of those things that we're learning together. And let's figure out if it's worth trying for your brand. I'm going to keep trying it, see what happens, see what works, see what doesn't work. If it doesn't work, moving on to the next big thing. I'm Christoph Trapp, your host and author of Content Performance Culture. Until next time, thanks for listening. I'm currently accepting requests for future virtual and on-site keynotes and workshops. In 2020 alone, I've spoken in Singapore and Istanbul, virtually, of course, thanks COVID. I can't wait to get back on the road, and if we still can't get on the road in 2021, I would be happy to speak at your event virtually. Please reach out to me, ctrapp@gmail.com or authenticstorytelling.net. Thank you.